What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Our question, good or bad, what was the defining moment of the relationship? We are joined in studio by our own VD Veggie Dog, known as Jason.
Hello.
Jason, first of all, early happy birthday. You're celebrating the big 5-0.
On Sunday.
How
technically speaking, you can't even talk about my birthday because they know the rules.
We're not wishing you a
happy birthday.
We're not wishing you a happy birthday. Fact that you're turning 50 years old. Yep. We're not going to sing you the birthday song or any of that stuff. No sound effects.
Thank God.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about turning 50?
I could care less.
You really could.
Yeah,
happy
I don't care.
Chinooka.
You don't, thank you.
Nothing.
No.
I mean, you have no, like, oh, man, I'm 50. Nothing.
No. No.
Do you celebrate anything?
I mean, look
really?
At how I dress every day. Everything's
right.
Utilitarian. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't trimmed my beard in 6 years.
You can't tell.
You haven't trimmed your beard in 6 years?
Yeah, it just all curls up. I mean, if you pull it down, it's down to about here when it's straight out, but yeah.
All right.
So, yes, I
ladies,
I give craps.
He's not single.
I give zero craps.
What brings you joy?
What brings me joy?
Yes.
Whiskey and cigars.
Whiskey, cigars, my dog.
Dogs?
Henry.
Yeah, how's the dog?
He's great.
He's doing okay?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's calming down?
He's 15 months old, so let's use the word calm in a relative term.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
So are you doing anything special for your big day?
No.
No.
No. Just thought I might get a beer with a couple of friends. They're like, hey, man, let me know if you're free and grab a beer for your birthday. I'm like, all right, I'll let you know.
Is it hard? I mean, and I'm not saying this in a weird way. I know you're vegetarian.
Pescatarian.
That gives you a window.
Right, okay. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
For me, when I think about a birthday, I think, you know what, like on my 55th birthday a couple weeks ago, I wanted to go get a steak.
Mm-hmm.
So another Cuervo, whatever that is, Bueno in Tacoma. Unbelievable steak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable steak. But to me, it's like, this is when I am going to throw down with barbecue or steak.
Sure.
Or, you know, maybe if I could get crab legs or a lobster tail or anything like that. When you are vegetarian, is it kind of hard?
Pescatarian.
Pescatarian. So are you going to go for a seafood feast? In other words, would you go to the crab pot? Would you go someplace where you could get Alaskan king crab legs? 50, it'd be 49. Okay, I mean, maybe don't spend as much money.
He was just telling me he's excited about the cauliflower dish.
Well, there's Petra Mediterranean Bistro and Petra over in Belltown off of 4th Avenue. And I love the food there. And they've got an amazing garlic cauliflower dish that is just, I mean, you're practically, you know, breathing fire as soon as you finish eating, but it's amazing. And I haven't been there in a hot minute. So I thought, oh, maybe I should go over there.
Nothing says, man, I'm turning 50. I've hit this milestone. Let's get cauliflower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, do you buy yourself anything? Do you treat yourself to anything?
No.
No. Okay. You went on a trip.
Yeah, man. Did the European cruise.
Yeah, 50's kind of a big one.
Right.
Yeah.
He went to, the Mediterranean.
Sure.
Saw Pompeii.
Yeah.
Genoa.
Yeah.
Walked through Naples, which I like to call nipples.
Have you ever thought about maybe taking a couple days off or like a vacation day or maybe going somewhere?
I've thought about that from time to time.
Because you've worked here for over a decade, right?
13th year now, yes.
And you've never, ever taken a vacation.
I've had a day here or a day there.
No, vacations, was it?
Well, No.
You've never enjoyed just a week of just doing something, going someplace.
Did you went to spring training once for like a day?
No, left on a Wednesday. We're down
there you go.
Yeah, that was a short vacation. That's been
all right.
Okay. Went down, saw my Cubs play down in Arizona.
Trying to make sure you're taking care of yourself. Give it back to you.
I'm going to buy him a couple beers Sunday, watch NASCAR with him. He loves it.
Rubbin's raising, bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like a gift certificate to a massage parlor?
No, I really wouldn't.
You would not. You would not enjoy a massage.
I don't like other people putting their hands on me.
I just don't know how you
shouldn't have told me that, Playboy.
Yeah, how do you ask for the good stuff?
I think it depends on where you go to. Probably somewhere down in Tukwila.
Sorry, I just don't want to get arrested. I don't want to get arrested.
No.
Okay. You have in your lifetime one marriage or two?
I've only done one, and that is over.
Okay. You've been married one time.
Yes.
I can't believe with your warm personality.
I can't either.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be happier.
Yeah, until you started getting those angry old fashions.
Probably.
Yeah.
I was happy until the point I got married, I think.
Until the point you got married.
Well, you know.
Do you think she's happier without you?
Oh, God. I'm sure she is.
I'm pretty sure all my exes
are. She's remarried.
Yeah, all my exes. You're kidding me?
Oh, yeah. A couple years ago, my sister-in-law was like, do you follow blah, blah, blah on blah, blah, blah? I'm like, no. Why would I? I think she got remarried. Well, good for her.
Like, I don't care anymore.
There's a reason why we're not together.
But don't you
why is an are amicable you not split? But I don't want to care or be with her, and so she can ruin somebody else's life.
Well, what was the moment where you said, because things can build up, but there's a moment where you go like, okay, we've got to bring this to an end.
Are we really doing this?
Yeah. I know the one time you were candy.
It's good or bad.
She farted.
Yes.
You told me that one.
That was fine.
That's not a deal breaker.
We could get past that.
That's not a deal breaker.
Years of deceit.
Okay.
Years of... I think that she liked being married because she could say that she was married.
I got it.
And that's fine. What it came down to was I put 100%... into our relationship. It was expected that I do that, but I got less than 50% back.
Okay, all right. And that's fair enough.
Over a course of time, and here was the deciding factor, and I was still making this work. We were going to marriage counseling, and one of the first things that she said to the marriage counselor was, when he gets home, I need him to be perfect.
She said that.
She said that to the marriage counselor.
While you're sitting in the room.
While I'm sitting in the room, and I'm thinking about all the things that I've done since I started dating you, and all the trips that we've gone on, and all the things that I changed, and all the friends that I ignored or didn't see as often because we couldn't go out to the suburbs of Chicago. They should come down and see us
right.
in downtown Chicago, etc. We always go out to your parents' house. No, actually we don't, because I know you don't like to be out there, so I go out there without you and take care of things because you don't want to be inconvenienced unless we're going to a mall. And then, oh, we should invite them out to eat. And aren't we just the greatest couple and you're the greatest son?
But wait a minute.
Anyway.
So you live in Chicago. Your parents are in the suburbs, and that's too much.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I hate flying to Pennsylvania?
Sure.
Yes, because I'm very open about that.
Yeah.
Because if I take the family, and look, I'm not going there without the kids.
It was 12 miles one way from where we live to their house.
I spent $2,000 to go to Pennsylvania.
In the den, my dad reading his paper and her playing on her phone the entire time. Mm-hmm. So it was a gross inconvenience. And I didn't decide to divorce her because my family or anything else. I decided to divorce her because I realized that I was not an equal partner in my relationship that I gave everything to.
You paid with the 10, got changed for $2.
But here's the problem with marital counseling. when she says, I need you to be perfect when you come home, that is a neutral party. So they are not going to say that is an unfair expectation of anyone.
Well, she did say that.
Yeah. Oh, she did. The counselor should say that. Nobody's going to be perfect. Yeah.
She did. And while she wasn't siding with me, she was taking what I consider to be a realistic approach and not some sort of fantasy Cinderella fairy tale cockamamie approach.
Yeah.
So. Yes. And then when we finished, we'd gone two or three times. And then she said, I don't know if I like the counselor very much. I'm like, then let's change counselors.
Is it because the counselor did not automatically agree
side
with her?
With her? Of course it is.
That's why you don't like
them. Of course it is.
I think, in my experience.
I cannot believe I'm still this bitter about this. I was fine.
Look,
I've been in marriage counseling before. I will say this. There are certain things where if you do counseling, it's good. Individual counseling is great.
I did plenty of that, too.
Someone's just giving you the straight, right?
Yeah.
But in marital counseling, there is a feeling of somewhat, you know, you have to weigh both sides of this,
of
right?
Of course.
Correct. So in my instance, I had the same thing, too, where, you know, she was like, look, this woman, she doesn't like me. And
right.
I'm like I don't see this
right
this side of it at all.
And I wasn't standing in the background cheering like, look, I'm winning.
But right.
that wasn't about it.
But the problem with it was this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The problem was, it was every week. We could have a perfectly good week, as far as I was concerned.
Sure.
And then you go and you sit down in counseling, and you have to find something to talk about.
Right.
And normally, it's not happy things, because you're in counseling.
You're in counseling,
so
of course.
So I don't have anything to say since the last time we met. Everything seems to be okay on my end. What are we going to talk about in here? And then out of the corner comes all of the things
that you didn't even know about.
Correct.
Let me counter you with this. We would have homework, like I'm sure you did, things you should work on at home,
talk about this. Ah, okay.
So fill out this, talk about this, you know, work on this, and we'll talk about it next time when you come into the counseling session. We get home, and she would be exhausted. From, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. Okay, fine. Well, we need to talk about this, so let's talk about this. Okay, well, let's just do it tomorrow. I'm like, great, tomorrow. You want to talk about this? No. Not today. No, I just not today.
Okay.
And that was when I realized that this was not going to work. So when I actually did file for divorce, she was, to me, I don't know how you can be caught off guard by the fact that you've done nothing outside of going to the counselor and then doing no work at home
right.
With your partner, your spouse that you love and adore and all of those things. And now you're shocked that I'm asking you for a divorce. You're kidding, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me.
See, this is what I like about my wife. My wife would be, you know, she'll bring something up. And I can say, like, baby, seriously, man, I don't want to talk about this. And she'll say, good, because I don't want to hear your effing mouth, but you're about to effing listen. So the conversation happens anyway.
Wow.
You cannot escape it. But, you know, after we've been together for 21 years, you know, and you have your ups and downs, and we had a super rough patch for a while and figured it all out. But now we're in a very good place because we just understand certain things. And mostly what I have found is if I have a bottle of whiskey, which my buddy Dwayne brought over, say, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
He brought over other bottles as well.
But most of it's for her, man. Right. It's like wine, vodka, right. All that kind of
stuff. So it should be a win-win for everybody.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I know it's in the house. I just don't know where it is.
Right.
So like last night when I got home, and that's our agreement. I said, look, if there's whiskey, just hide it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I will come to you for a shot. She's very good about it. So last night I get home. I say, hey, man, just pour me a shot. I'm going to go out and smoke. When I come back in, just have a shot. Because we know for a fact, if I know where it is, I will drink the bottle that night. Right. And so that's where we met in the middle. I said, she's like, cool. Keep whiskey in the house. She's like, just hand me the bottle. I will put it somewhere. And then when you'd like a shot or two, usually I get two or three. She's like, I got no problem with that. Because if you stop at three, we're good. If you know where the whiskey is, you're going to crush the whole bottle. And I'm very honest about it. I'm like, you were absolutely correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I will get absolutely upset. But that's where you have to find your happy medium to go, look, I accept all of your failures. I accept everything that is wrong with you because it's just part of the package.
I will finish my counseling session here with you fine gentlemen by saying one thing. As we were separating and making sure we had all of our names in our books and whose video cartridge is this and whose DVD is that and whose whatever version of this is that, she sat there and looked at me. She said, are you really going to go through the rest of your life knowing that you failed
she
at
said
this
that.
Marriage? Absolutely, she did.
You did.
She said that I failed. Yeah, yes, yeah. I failed. Right. And I responded.
Fifth-year-old failure.
I said, everything is subjective. And I said, I will let everybody have their own opinions on this. But my opinion and my understanding of the facts that I have in my head is that I did everything in my power to save this. And you didn't want any power of it, any part of that, because you thought this was nothing, and this was something, and this has been something.
Now,
this
like time. That,
yeah.
You like that?
I mean, that's a common thing, right? Somebody knows how to get to you. You know them long enough. So on the way out, it's like, oh, you're the fit, right? Because you hate failure. So that's just a nice, typical.
It was a nice party
right?
shot.
Like, all right, you know what you're doing. You're trying to get in a reaction. Be on your way.
Right. Right.
Did you? Do you have any plans for Valentine's Day? Because I know after all this conversation,
no.
You don't have any plans?
No.
You're not doing anything?
Going home to my dog and I'm going to drink.
Yeah. All right.
Jesus.
That's perfect Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day? No.
Okay.
Hey, before you go, do us a favor. Pour us a shot because I want to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, I do too.
No. What? No. Do not.
What? Why not?
No, that is his gift. Hold on.
Who tried to sucker him into drinking it?
Time out. Hold on. We're going to just pull back the curtains here right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Miles came by earlier when one of our coworkers was very thoughtful and surprised me with a lovely bottle of whiskey.
Well, she's a thoughtful person.
I didn't even know that. Oh, hey, man. Maybe you should bring that in. We should do a shot for your birthday.
That's why you're here.
Do a shot for your birthday. Yeah. Right. So what did we do before we went back live on these airwaves? I poured 5 shots. One for each of us.
But that wasn't for your birthday.
It's already been done.
Oh, no, this one is for your birthday.
No,
that one was for me.
That was for my birthday.
I didn't know that.
That was Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I am not going to be suckered into losing any more than the third or more that I've lost out of this delicious bottle of Blanton's by you two lush hounds.
Not when Ryan Castle's got a stash in his office.
Yeah, but this stuff's no good.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, enjoy the crap stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel so much better.
Happy birthday.
I hope so, man.
Good times.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.